You know, my program has, we talk about many different things on here, many experiences that I've had, many experiences that others have had, but really, you know, my program is seeking truth and seeking answers, and especially in a positive way. And so, just out of coincidence, sometimes, well, there is no coincidence, I don't think, people, you'll see something about somebody that wrote a book, and you'll say, wow, that's really interesting. I'd like to talk to that person. Not everything on my show is about Sasquatch, by the way, Jeanette. Not everything's about that or about UFOs. So Jeanette Killaville is with me, and she's from Denmark, which is cool. I've never talked to anybody in Denmark. I've talked to other country people in other countries. It's so nice because you feel like you're connecting to, we're all the same. How are you doing, Jeanette?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. So how long have you been? I'm guessing you're from Denmark originally?
Yes, I am. And I have lived here all my life. I love to travel around the world, but this is where I belong. So I love to travel, and then I always come back. And this is, yeah, this is my place.
And you wrote a book called You Are Worthier, A Guide to Improving Your Illness or Injury on the Road to Recovery. You also have a website, youareworthier.com. What inspired you to write this book?
I was in a bad car accident years ago. I was on my way home from work when a truck hit my car on the highway. And I hurt my neck and my back and my head, so I got a lot of pain after the accident. I had a lot of cognitive symptoms. And it totally changed my life. I lost my job. I lost my self-believeness. It has had a bad influence on my financial income. And it just affected my life totally. So I had years where I just tried to recover. And I found it very hard. But today I'm totally recovered. And that is why I wrote the book. Because I want to inspire other people, and I wanted to write the book that I needed myself after the car accident.
That's cool. I mean, sometimes it almost seems like, I don't know if you think this way, but I'm guessing you might, these things happen to us so that we can tell and inspire others. Do you feel that in any way?
Yeah, I feel that it happened for a reason. And I just don't understand why it took me so long to recover, because I wanted to recover faster. But today I realized that it was because I tried to get my old life back. I tried to get back, and that was not what the accident was about. It was that I should go in a new direction in life, and that was what I did. So today I'm a writer, and I'm a certified life coach. And I will say that my life has never been better than now.
So can I ask you this? And certainly, you know, when I ask questions, they're always meant in the most positive way, although some people might think it's a little bizarre, but I'm sure you've heard different questions. So it's almost like this accident was destiny, like it was an incident. It was something that was meant to happen to wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that, because when I look back, it was like, I liked my life, but it wasn't like I lived like I was supposed to do, because I have always liked to write. I've always liked to inspire other people, but that was not what I was doing for a living. And it was like, when I look back now, I was walking in the wrong direction. So the accident helped me to find my new way, but also to find a way that gives so much meaning, because I can go out and inspire other people now. Mm. So, yeah, like I said, life has never been better than now.
And you have a couple of children. You're married. You have a couple of children. I'm sure there's a lot of joy in your life with all of that. But it's different when you kind of find what your purpose is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think it's all about finding the balance. And just like, how can I explain it?
Right. being at balance with all the things in your life, but also maybe, you know, I think we all have like a greater purpose, and not a greater purpose necessary. I'm going to save millions of people. It's not always something like that. I will do something with the world, invent something. It could be just, to me, it always goes back to love. So you could be, maybe you don't affect everybody with something you do, but as long as it's doing something from love or for love or out of love, anything that drives us back to that, I think, is really part of our purpose, and it could be different for everybody. Do you feel that way, Jeanette?
Yes, and I will say that I would love to inspire a lot of people, that is what I do when I am now when I work as a life coach, and I will say it's not so much about I want to be a big name. I just think that there's so many things that people can do when they want to feel better, when they want to feel more balanced, when they want to recover. And that is why I wrote the book, because after the accident, I was totally lost. I couldn't find my way. I took two big steps. I simply didn't know what to do.
Okay, Jeanette, let me ask you now, because you're talking about you faced this horrible accident, and what did you do to lift yourself out? What changes did you make?
I realized that I had all the answers inside me. So I started to listen more to my inner voice. Before I did that, I always asked the therapist, I asked the doctors for help. And of course, they helped me the best they could. But I had so much time where I just sat there and waited for a miracle to happen. And then I realized that I had a lot of answers inside me. So I started to ask myself questions like, what would make me feel a little more happy? What would make me feel a little more free? And what would make me feel a little more in balance? And I realized that I had the answers right away. I shouldn't even wait for them. So I started to listen. And then I felt that I walked in the right direction. It was like an inner light. You know that expression where you just feel that you start to shine from the inside, and that you don't have to ask people around you for advice or for help anymore. It was just like I felt that finally I found out what to do. And then I took some chances. I asked people for, you know, people who inspired me. I met with a writer, and I did so many things, and it just helped me to grow. And it also had a positive influence on my symptoms. I felt that I was more free, physical, but also mentally. So that was actually when the healing process started.
So really, you know, here's the way I look at it, Jeanette, and I'm not an expert, and everybody has a different opinion. It's like when we aren't on our path, and this is a path I think we've chosen for ourselves, we send reminders, and sometimes it can be in the form of an accident. And then the path that we always have to take is a path of inward, going inward, and to find answers. So, you know, we think we can find it from many different sources. But to me, my whole life and the people that I've interviewed and talked to for years, all over the world, many people say the same thing as you, that they found it when they started to seek within, because it's our own essence that is so wonderful and so divine and has all the answers, really. And I don't know what you believe as far as spirituality. You talk about being a spiritual person, and I'm not trying to contradict or even challenge it in any way, but I'm just saying that's where our spiritual center is, from my understanding, Jeanette. It's in us, and it's always there. Yeah. We just have to seek it out. Is that kind of what you're telling me?
Yes, exactly. And I sometimes have a feeling that we are connected to guidance who wants to help us. And that was what I did. I sometimes ask the questions out loud, like, what could I do to be more happy? What could I do to be more free? And I don't know if the answers was just inside me or if someone helped me, but I just felt connected to the spiritual world. And for me, it's not so much about religion. It's not so much about do I believe in Jesus? Do I believe in another God? It's more like a feeling that someone wants to protect me, that someone wants to help me. And it's a feeling that makes me feel so safe and makes me feel that that I take more chances that I would do if I didn't have this belief, the spiritual belief. So that is how I work with it. And also when I have my clients and I coach them, I often talk about the inner voice. What does the inner voice tell you? And do you sometimes feel that you are protected from something that you can't see? And they often say, oh, yes, even business people who you think, oh, maybe they don't have this spiritual thought. But they all say the same, like, yes, and I know the answers. And then we just start the process where we say, okay, so follow your inner voice instead of listening to what people think you should do.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That really is. That's amazing that you figured that out. How old, can I ask how old you were when you started to see this clearly?
I was about, about 32 when I realized how much this could help me and how important it is. And another thing that I want to say, and what I find really important, is that we are all different. So what gives me meaning is not what gives you meaning or what could help you, and what helps you is not what helps the man next door. It, we are all so different, and that's why we have to listen more to our inner voice. Because we have all the answers inside us.
Really, somebody can really kind of lead us to it, but ultimately we are the ones that have to discover our own journey. I think everybody's journey is different, and not everybody here is coming here to maybe do like what you're doing, to inspire and help others see things. Maybe some people are just coming here. See, I believe we come here more than once. So sometimes you come on this little vacation, you know, and you just go through a time where I'm not going to do much this time around. I'm just going to kind of float a little bit or whatever, or coast. And then there's other times maybe you're more intense about. To me, it's all about evolving as spirit beings, and we're here to gain wisdom and evolve. And I always say, Jeanette, that it goes back to love. It's always. Everything is trying to bring us. I think that's the creative force of the universe is love. And I guess from my own perspective, has this ever happened? Have you ever had experiences with like spirit or even loved ones that have passed and they've communicated with you or connected with you?
Yes, and I actually saw my grandma. She stood in front of me. I only saw her once, but she just stood there and she smiled, and she gave me a present. And I have to admit that after I saw her, I was like, you know, the next day I thought, was this a dream or was it just something that I hoped for? Because she died 10 years before I saw her, so I thought, is it a, you know, fantasy? What was it? But the thing she gave me was a thing that I got a few days later in real life.
Wow.
So it gave me goosebumps. It was just like, oh my God. And I just felt that she stood there in front of me. There was light around her, and I just felt that she stood there because she wanted to show me that I protect you and I'm on your side. And it was so beautiful. Hmm. And I haven't seen her since. And I'm like, okay, you're welcome. You can come back. But I haven't seen her since. So I just think that she came because she wanted to tell me that I'm here by your side.
And then also maybe, you know, like you, because you talked about, and this is what I was kind of leading into, you talked about people that have lost loved ones. Your experience with your grandmother tells you that we have nothing to feel bad about when we lose somebody. It's a kind of a natural thing. And I mean, is that kind of what you relay as well?
Yes, and I will say that I'm so happy that I saw her, because sometimes in movies they always show it in a very frightened way, like you know, scary music or.
Right.
But when you see them in real life and you get these experiences, you see that it's the most beautiful light. I can't say that I have ever seen the light in this life. It's like, oh, it's like a fairy tale.
Right.
And the peace she had in her face, it was so it was just like she came from the most beautiful place. Mm-hmm. It really was like she came from heaven. And so when people are crying or they are sad because, you know, people die, and of course they are sad, I always say, I hope one day that you see them so that you can see that peace in their face, so that you can see how good they feel, because it really is something special.
It is. And, you know, and as you describe that, I had both of my parents come back to me at different times. My father in 1996, my mother in 2011. And not only did I see this white light around him, especially my father, but I felt this wave. It was a wave of love I've never felt from anyone else. As much as we think we know what love is while we're here, I think it pales, because this is an all-embracing. It is, I can't put it into words, it's pure joy. And you just don't want to leave it. And it was just a moment. It just flashed right through. My father sent it right through me. And I was thinking, is this really my father? Because he didn't show a lot of that when he was around. I mean, I love him dearly. I love him dearly. But it's like he wasn't the type of person that was capable of doing that. And so when I saw him 12 years after his passing, it was just the most incredible thing. And at the very end of the experience, he told me, because I said, well, if I want to see you again, Dad, what do I do? And he said, just think of me and I'll be there. And at that very moment, at that very moment, Shanette, the radio came on, because I had set my alarm. And the song was called I'll Be There. And the song, the lyrics, it's an American band that sings it that came out in 1991. And the lyrics are, I may have died, I've gone nowhere, just think of me and I'll be there. And I know, just like you do, Shanette, that it's a visitation. This dream state was as clear as sitting in reality right now. It was so real.
Yeah.
Is that exactly similar to what you experienced?
Exactly. And another thing is that I feel that I have no ego. It's like, it's like, you know, we have all our ego when we live here, but it's like when they come from what I call paradise, it's like they just want to make you feel good. They just want to, there's so much inspiration. It's like, even though when my grandma stood there, I couldn't hear music, but I felt music. It was like all the things you can put in the name of love, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing that surprised me was when she stood in front of me, it felt so natural.
Yeah.
I wasn't even scared. If I had known that tomorrow you will have this experience, I would have thought, oh my God, how will I react?
Right.
But when she stood there, it felt so natural. Like it was,
It's normal. It's part of what we're supposed to.
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah.
That's exactly the way I felt. And I'm glad you brought that up, because some people are afraid to have contact with loved ones because they've watched too many movies or TV shows.
Yeah.
And so we're led to believe, and there are spirits, I think, that hang around and roam around. And some of them are like they were in Lifetime. They might not be the nicest ones. But our essence, our true essence of ourself moves on, it seems like. And that place it goes to is a place of love. And you know, my experience, Shanette, it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what kind of person you will or have been in your life. Everybody finds that love. Have you noticed that? Yes. Have you talked to others about that?
Yes, and another thing is that we focus so much about politics, about religion, about race here in life, but it's like when we meet them from the other side, it's just not important. What is important is that we inspire each other, that we help each other, that we support each other, that we lift each other, and that we all find the inner light. And I find that very inspiring. And I will say that when I saw my grandma, it totally changed my life perspective. So I will say that I feel that I love more after I have seen her. I feel that I give more, and I don't think that, if I give you something, I want something back. It's not important anymore. And I think that that energy was what I did put in my book, You Are Worthier. When I wrote it, it was like, I just want to give inspiration. I just want to give light. I just want to give you help and methods. So I feel, I actually mentioned her in the book. I feel that part of her energy and the energy that she brought from heaven is in the book.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Your story is so similar, but it's also so unique to so many different people that I've talked to. And what's cool about it, and what I was really hoping that we'd go down this road, is that here's somebody in another country, and of course the people that listen to this podcast listen all over the world, but we are all so connected, aren't we, Shanette?
Yes. I think that even when we talk here, I feel a connection, and I think that it's not about that you live in U.S. and I live in Denmark, and it's more about your mindset. How do you think? And if you have the same mindset that you want to inspire, you want to go out and you want to be a good person, then it's not about age. It's not about are you a female or a male or where do you come from, what is your religion. So we just have to forget about that and go out and meet each other and just talk.
If we sat down, I feel this way because I've talked to people on just about every different continent. If we sat down and just brought love to the table, which is the one common factor, I think, in all teachings, at least most teachings, there wouldn't be the issues that we have in the world. Many of us would say, okay, well, we no longer wish to follow that course. And I really believe that we are on a path, and people like you are the ones making the difference, by the way, Shanette. We are on this course since 2012 and before then, but we are on this course to change the world. Do you feel that in any way, Shanette?
Yes, I don't want to say that I'm the person who's going to do that, but I will say that the love I feel from inside and the light that I feel, I see that in many people. I see it, and I felt it right away when I called you, that you have the same. And I think that it's very important that we use it, that we go out and that we use this inner light and that we help other people to say, you have the inner light too, and how can you start to shine more from inside? Because yeah. The more we shine from inside, the more we can help each other.
So there's a good question. How can we start to shine more from inside, Shanette?
I think that it has to do with self-respect, that we love ourselves, but also that we use our skills, the skills that was given to us, and that we don't think so much about how will they think if I follow my dream, or how will they think if I start dancing, and how will they think if I start this business, or whatever we want to, that we go out and we just do what feels natural. And that we use our skills and that we bring our personality to the table and don't be so afraid of saying that, yes, I'm spiritual. And the person next to you can say, I'm not spiritual at all. You don't have to discuss it. Just accept it and say, mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah, really just bring love to the room. You know, people always tell me, I have these friends that are psychics and mediums and very talented, gifted healers and things like that, which we're going to talk about with you because I think you do some of that as well. But they say just hold a space. Always tell me, yes. Just hold a space, TJ, even when I'm a little riled up about something, they say, hold that space of love. And it's like, I look at it as we emit stuff. We're like transmitters and receivers. And so when you emit love, that vibration goes out, and then somebody else gets it, and somebody else may get it. And that's how we change, I think, the world, one person at a time. Now, have you done some healing with people?
Yes, I did that. And I will say, when I coach people, there was a woman the other day, she said, oh, I feel I'm in a church. I can't describe why. And I knew why, because I healed her when we were talking, but I hadn't told her. But that is something I do when I connect with people. I start this healing process, and it also helps them to find the inner voice, and it helps them to find new ways in life. So it's not like I say to them, okay, I start this healing process, but that is what I do when I coach them.
And would you, it helps. I'm sorry, Shanetta, I didn't mean to cut you off. Would you say...
No, it's okay.
Because I've experimented a little bit with that, and I look at it as, and I know friends of mine who do energy healing from other parts of the world, but every one of them says that really the only true healing we can have has to come from ourself first and foremost. We can kind of lead them to that, but it's an inside job.
Yeah, I would say that I always try to connect with people from the other side. I can't see angels, but I say if they are angels, or if you can inspire the room with high energy, and I just try to imagine light, I will say it's about seconds later, I can feel it. I can feel that there's someone in the room, and it's a very nice and calm energy, and then I start working. So I can't see it like I could see my grandma. I can just feel it. That there's someone who helps me.
And what kind of healings have you done with people? Can you tell us about some of that?
The healing, it was in the beginning, I healed them where I touched their physical body. And then later I did some other healings where I connected, like I told you, like I connected with the other side, like give me some information and can you help me to find new ways for this client? And it was psychic and healing in a combination. Made them calm.
Were you healing them emotionally or physically or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to people, like I say, all over the world, not a lot from other countries, but a little bit. I love it when I get the opportunity. That's why I'm so excited about this. And there's so many people that are that feel the need to do exactly what you're doing, and they've all kind of come to the same conclusion, say the same thing, similar, and yet there's no school that they all go to that says, to me it's just universal truth. They're tapping into a universal truth, and they just know it. And it's not like, well, we all went to metaphysical school and New Age school or whatever you want to label it. And no, there's none of that going on. And this is the great shift I see in consciousness that's going on since especially 2012. Have things changed for you at all? Have you noticed that in the last few years?
Yes, I have noticed that. I get more effective about the energy. It's like some days I feel high. Actually, and sometimes I feel that the energy is very low, like it's shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I feel that. But like I said, I can't see angels, and I can't see that energy. It's just something that I feel.
Right.
So have you felt it too?
Oh, absolutely. Ever since, really after 2012, huge, and then even just the eclipse. Did you feel anything with that?
Yeah. Not so much as I had thought I would feel.
Right.
But I will say that I'm very, very inspired at the moment. It's like something is opening up. That is my feeling.
Yeah.
And it's at the same time, it's in a very grounded way.
Yes.
So it's a very nice combination. And I feel that people will start to wake up, people who have lived in a zombie energy or had said, oh, I hate my job, but I just work there because it makes me feel safe somehow. Or I feel that this new energy will start to wake people up like, oh, I want to go into the music business instead, or I want to paint, or I want to, you know, whatever they want to. And I hope that it will change all life, all people's life for the better. That is my hope.
I think that's a wonderful hope, Shanetta. And I also truly believe that we will, you know, everybody's got a different understanding of what's going on. But for me, the simplest understanding is that we've been living in duality, separated from source, God, whatever you want to call it, by deliberately, by choice. And we wanted to experience that. You can't know source without knowing the lack of source. You can't know light without darkness. So we've now decided, and maybe this was something that was planned a long time ago, but enough of us have decided that we don't no longer want to live the way, and the world is not a bad place, but there are places where it can be very difficult. And so we want to turn this into a heaven on earth is the best way I can describe it. And that's why many of us are coming together now. And it's not an egotistical thing. Look at me. I'm bringing light to the planet. I'm special. We're all special. We're all special. And we're all very, I think, incredibly loving beings. And that's our purest form, love and light. And so many of us have signed up for this journey, the way I feel about it. We've signed up and we realize... Yes. I'm going to be a part of this, and I'm going to help any way I can. And that's the way you feel, too, as well, Jeanette.
Yes, it is, and I think it's very important, too, that some people in the spiritual world have said, okay, if you want to heal, if you want to work with this, and then you have to eat in this way, and you can't eat that, and you have to do that, and you can't do that, and they have so many rules, and that is one thing that I want to say. It's not important. All those rules are not important. If you have this inner light and you can go out and you can inspire people and you feel a connection to the other side, don't listen so much to all those rules of what you have to do or you have to sign up there or you have to listen to that. And just listen to yourself instead because you have all the answers. And if you go out and you bring more love and light into this world, that is all that matters.
Absolutely. And you know what happens, too, when we're here? And I think it's hard not to fall into this, so I'm not blaming anybody because I've done it many times, and then I get zapped. You know, I get that little wake-up call that says, come on, return to being humble, the humble being you are. It's easy to get a little bit of knowledge and then think, I got all the answers. Look at me. Come to me. Let's start a religion. Whatever the case, that's how they start usually. And so what happens is even light workers, as I call them, have good intentions. But ego is it's a very tricky little thing that we have in our bodies. And it's always going, well, but you're better than that. Yeah, but you're pretty important. Yeah, but you need to do it your way. And it's like when we let go of that, we realize we don't need any of that. Just our message, just our love to express it out.
Yeah.
So you seem like you figured that out pretty well, Jeanette.
I will say you just said it with those perfect words. I could have said it better because I think it's so important. And I think it's not about being selfish. When I talk about find your inner light or find out what do you want in life and your inner voice, and it's not about being selfish. It's more like when you bring out the inner light, you will start to recover. You will start to feel better. You will feel that you're a more balanced person. And that's when you can go out and you feel that you are connected to people who have the inner light too. And you can go out and you can do so many things with your life. It's like your life starts when you find your inner light. That's how I see it.
Yeah. And our inner light, again, going back to kind of what I believe, is that we deliberately push it aside in order to find it. In coming on this journey, which makes no sense. I guess it does, but I'm just, why are we doing this? I think we're beings that are eternal, and we will go on eternally. And so when this journey is done, we're always looking for new journeys. And so we said to ourselves, hey, let's go be physical beings. But you know what would really be a blast? If we don't remember how divine we are. Think of the challenge that'll be. And so we get into these bodies, and even reincarnation itself is kind of a cycle, people have told me, because there are many levels beyond that. And so we think, well, I got to go back down there again and make up for that karma from that last lifetime. And then I see now people are telling me, you don't, and karma can be erased. Boom. None of this, even karma is a belief in itself. We don't have to keep coming back. We are eternal beings that are on a journey, and it's a journey of love and rediscovery. That's the best way I can describe it. And maybe I'm totally wrong, Jeanette, but that's what
I think it's clever. It's clever words. And I mean, it's all about that you are present. Don't think so much about the past. Don't think about so much about the future. Just be present and go out with people that you like. Get a job that you love. So the life I have now is like Sunday night, I always look forward to Monday. And I hear people say, I hate Mondays. And I'm like, I love Mondays because I love my life and I like what I do. And I think that if you are present and if you feel like, what do I want in life? How can I, like I said in the beginning, how can I bring more laughter into my life? How can I bring more joy? Then you are present. Then you feel who you are, and that is when you can go out and you can bring more light to this world. And we need it. We need this light.
Yeah, well, you and I think realize, yeah, this is kind of our journey. Some people would say, well, I don't know if we need the light. But you know what? Once you start embracing the light and the love, then it embraces you, and then you just become it, and you start living your life in accordance to that, is the way I see it. And so when I'm filled with joy, there's research that says, if you're joyous, if you're kind to others, you're healthier. It actually is healthier for you. When you laugh, it's so good for you. This just tells me it's our natural state. And when we return to our natural state, we are living in our highest vibration. And when you get out of that state is when you run the risk of getting ill. Or maybe having accidents happen, like somebody runs into you in your car.
Exactly.
And it's not a deity saying, you know what, Shanette, I'm going to punish you. It's you saying, it's your higher self, if you want to call it that, it's going, Shanette, remember, you were going to wake up in this lifetime. Remember that? And so it's kind of nudging you. And we think it's this horrible thing that happened to me. But you would say it's the greatest thing maybe that happened to you, Shanette.
Yeah, I will say that, of course, it was awful when it happened and I felt totally lost. But I will say now that this new road is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's how I will say it. And that is why I think it's so important with this book, You're Worthier, that I can inspire people to wake up like I did, like, wake up. You have to go your new way. You have to find that way. And another thing that I think is so important is that we often fear a lot of things. I spoke with a man the other day, and he said that he was in a relationship, and he said, it's so good. I love her. I'm just so afraid that she will leave me. And I said to him, instead of being so afraid, start to think about your inner light. How can you bring more? I know that they have a great relationship, but how can you bring more light into that relationship? How can you bring more light into your own life? And how can you shine? Because when you shine, no one leaves you. They don't leave you.
Right.
But they start to leave you when you feel too much fear, because they get insecure. And why does he feel like this? And why does he look like this? But when you shine from inside, people want to be around you.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And the point you made about, I love the point you made about, you don't have to follow and do all these things. Just do what feels right for you. You know, like you say, there are many people that are waking up now and they have good advice, but sometimes they get caught up in their own egos and they want you to jump through all these hoops. And I always love it when somebody like yourself, an author, a teacher, a healer, says, go within. That's where you're going to find the answers. What else do you want to tell me? We have a little more time, Shanette. You know, I could talk to you all day. And it's nice. It's so nice to meet you.
It's so nice to talk to you. Yeah, so nice to talk to you.
And hopefully we could do it again sometime. But and anytime you want, I'll give you some information. You can contact me, and I'll put you on again in a heartbeat. But what else do you want to tell people?
That sounds great. I will say that there are so many things that you can do yourself. When you get into a traffic accident like I did, or when you feel that life are falling apart, or don't just sit and wait for a miracle, because there are so many ways that you can go. There are so many things that you can do yourself. And what I did wrong after the accident was that I spent so much time on waiting. I just sat there and waited for the social worker to call me, or I just sat there and waited for an appointment at the hospital. And I wish I could go back to myself and say, don't just sit and wait, do something. like how can you start your recovering process yourself? And what I found out was that I never listened to classic music before the accident, mm-hmm. but I started to listen to classic music.
Really?
And I found out that it healed me. I wasn't a fan of all kind of classic
right.
music, but I found some
Which
songs
ones?
On YouTube, and I before what do you call it, Beethoven.
Oh, yes.
And I just lay there and I closed my eyes and it was like a meditation and I just listened. And when I started to recover and I started to, you know, be more physical, I started a dance lection, a dance class. And I said to the teacher, I can't, you know, I can't do what the other students and dancers can do, but I will just do my best. And I had so much fun. I just stood there and I listened to the music and I started dancing and I was like, oh, I bring myself into life again. So, and I also started painting and I did so many different things, but I wish I had done it from the beginning because then I think I would have recovered faster. But, you know, when life changes and you have so much pain and there's so much sadness and you think about how can I find money, and it's just like life falls apart. But there are always things that you can do, even the next 10 minutes. If I asked you, what could bring a smile to your face the next 10 minutes? Or what could make your day feel a little better? So before you go to bed tonight, what could you do that would make your life a little better, your day a little better? Your brain would start to search for answers, mm-hmm. like a radar, mm-hmm. like, what could I do? And it gives such a playful energy. So, and that is what, that is also what I write about in the book, methods on how you can change your mindset so that you get into this playful, light energy, even when life is bad.
That's really good. Changing the mindset.
Yeah.
Boy, we're all programmed. Yeah. We are all programmed. And, you know, and we just weren't raised with what I call ancient wisdom, where this teaching at one time was around, I believe, and we've lost sight of it. You know, the native cultures, the true native cultures seem to understand some of that. But we've lost this great wisdom on really what you're, to me, it sounds like you're talking about the law of attraction. And so whatever we focus on, we get more of. And if we shift our thinking, we can bring anything really to us, can't we, Shanette?
Yes, I will say I my life has changed in all areas, like money is better than ever, my money situation is better than ever, my love life is better than ever, I can see that my children are so happy, I live in my dream house. And if someone had shown me a picture of this like 15 years ago, I would have said, no way could I be so happy. But I think that I have attracted it because I am open to it. So that is also important, that you invite it into your door and say, because people sometimes sit there and it gets a little selfish, like, I want to be a millionaire. I want that. But I think it's more important to say, but what will you give to the world, and what light will you how can you shine from inside so that kind of energy will get into your life? So I just see it as energy. I don't see it like, oh, money, then you just think that you're better than anyone, or money, then you just think that you, that is not how I think about it. I just think that money is good energy. And love is good energy, and I mean, that's just my life perspective.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's our attitude towards everything that affects, you know, people have a negative view of money, so well, then they don't have any. And so when you start seeing that it can be used, yes, it's used by some to do things that aren't as wonderful, but, you know, I don't know what path people are on. It's so easy to sit and judge or even make discernments. We don't know the journey that somebody has chosen to take. And so maybe their journey this time around meant that they would have to do with less because they wanted to experience that. I don't know.
Yes.
And so the best thing we can do is just love them. And if they need help, give them help. But accept that that's their journey, and my journey doesn't have to be like that. My journey can be full of abundance, and I can enjoy that and embrace that every day, and I'll receive more of that. So, Jeanette, yeah. Again, your website is youareworthier.com. Her book is You Are Worthier, A Guide to Improving Your Illness or Injury on the Road of Recovery. She's from Denmark, and it is so nice to...
And you can find it on Amazon. You can find the book on Amazon.
Okay. Jeanette Killaville. Killaville. Did I say it right
yes.
this time? Okay.
Yes. And K-I-L-D-E-V-A-E-L-D.
I know, but I keep wanting to say the D at the end of it, but the D is not... It's silent, isn't it?
Yes, it's silent. We often use a silent D in Denmark.
Okay. So then your country should be called Enmark, shouldn't it?
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
You're such a joy to talk to, and I love your energy, and I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you so much.
Yes, and me too, and thank you so much. It was lovely. You are a great host, so thank you so much.